Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision making.
I'm Rachel Marshall, editor at the Cochrane Editorial Unit. International Clinical Trials Day is an opportunity to celebrate the importance of clinical trials to improving healthcare, and an initiative trying to make it easier to do better trials across the world is Global Health Trials. Trudy Lang from the University of Oxford in England tells us more.
Global Health Trials is a facility on the internet that is providing investigators, and importantly would-be investigators, in developing countries with access to tools, resources, guidance and training. It is aiming to support more and better trials in neglected diseases in resource-limited settings. The website's been visited by about 60,000 people now, and these are clinical trialists from 56 different developing countries. And of these, 12,000 of these researchers and their staff have come back more than 50 times to seek help with their studies. Global Health Trials is for all disease areas, regions, and for all roles of staff working on clinical trials. It's about sharing knowledge and methods. And this is because they're often really similar, irrespective of the type of trial, and that the subjects might differ widely. Trial teams tell us they come back to the site because they trust it, because the material is high quality and because it is set up as a free, open access and collaborative initiative that they feel they belong to once they've been fostered into the community because they've been back a few times and got involved. They also tell us that there's nowhere else for them to access the same level of training and peer support. Two of the most popular areas are e-learning and the professional membership scheme. The short courses provide how-to training in trial design, operation and reporting. We also work with partners that deliver high-quality face-to-face courses, and we turn these into digital training that thousands can access for free. Many of these are now translated into languages other than English, and we're always keen to hear from groups willing to work with us and share their training courses so that even more people can benefit. The Professional Membership Scheme is a mechanism for tracking core competencies and for guiding training and development. Career recognition for trial staff is really lacking in developing countries, and our partnership with the Gates Foundation and WHO TDR is making really good strides in addressing this. Research into clinical trials and clinical trial research methodology is central to the Global Health Trials Programme. Our experience of conducting trials in different disease areas and in many countries has taught us that we need to find new approaches and methods to make trials less off-putting, to make them less cumbersome, and to enable everything that we do in trial operation, governance, and regulations to focus pragmatically on enabling the trial to answer the question that it has set, and to ensuring that this answer is correct and valid, and that the trial was conducted safely and ethically. Many of the trials that we are involved with, or that we support through the Global Health Trials Programme, are not testing new drugs and vaccines, but they're assessing interventions or actions, such as different approaches to training nurses, or perhaps comparing ways to encourage rural populations in Africa to adhere to antimalarial therapies. These pragmatic disease management trials are really important, and they can bring significant improvements to public health. However, trial regulations and guidelines that are existing now have largely been designed for investigational medicines, and these can be really difficult to apply to trials where the intervention is not a drug or device. One solution that we're exploring is the development of a set of clinical trial guidelines that are readily adaptable and applicable to all types of clinical trials, irrespective of the intervention or location. This is a significant challenge, but simple global guidelines would be really preferable over having a confusing array of different guidelines, or worse still, setting a lower standard for some types of trials.
If you would like to find out more about Global Health Trials, join in with their work or use their resources, you can find their website at www.globalhealthtrials.org. You can also find out more about research into clinical trial methodology in the Cochrane Methodology Register at thecochranelibrary.com.